What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based at Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, what's hot in this market?
Well, we got a stock market that's coming back today, and the outside markets were just amazing last night. Gold sharply lower, the bond market yields going back up. Huge run in the bonds brought us to record yields last week in the 10-year note. The 30-year yield went under 1.95 yield on 30-year money. Just incredible. All-time new record lows in yields. Last Friday, we had a nice rally in corn, wheat, and beans, and we're giving it back. Great weather in the Midwest, knocking corn and beans lower here this Monday morning.
Of course, a lot of focus on that Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour. Does the trade pay a lot of attention to this, Tommy?
No, it's fun to watch. A lot of us know folks on it. I've been on it myself. But the trade, usually for the week, we end up lower historically. The markets are usually at their highest at the beginning of the tour, and by Thursday or Friday, whether it be weather or whatever, the markets usually close lower, seasonal trends on the Pro Farmer Crop Tour.
We talked about it last week as well, but the protests continue in Hong Kong, and the threat of any involvement from the Chinese certainly has the markets maybe a little cautious. The Trump administration saying it may have some impact on the trade deal.
Yeah, we're walking on eggshells here because there's so many things going on in the world, whether it be the stock market or the Hong Kong protesting. That's something you got to pay attention to. It's definitely every tweet, every comment that comes out of Washington, all eyes are on what can we do to keep peace in the world.
No doubt about it. Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based at Mayville, North Dakota.